This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continue with me, Madarij al-Salikin, that path of those seekers. May Allah make us among them. Ameen. Today we're going to talk about at-ta'adduf fil akhlaq, meaning the real matters and the meaning of having the moral conduct, which is your manners, the way you behave, not just the lip service. You see, you don't have to talk about what you do. Your actions will talk on your behalf tomorrow. So let us now go through a quick journey again with the Quran and Sunnah and the scholars and the righteous predecessors that we see the stories that we have to emulate. We have to be like them and walk in their footsteps in order for us to be with them in Jannah. And that's the ultimate goal, the ultimate prize, the ultimate triumph. According to the Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. If you distant yourself away from the hellfire and attain Jannah, that's the ultimate prize. What else could be there? What better prize could be there for us to keep our eyes on and keep our whole life on that path in order for us to attain it? But let's walk the talk. Why is that? Because when Aisha radiallahu anha wa ummahat al-mu'minin ajma'in, when she was asked about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, كان خلقه القرآن. What was his manner? What was his character? What was his behavior? What was his mission stick? He was the Qur'an. كان قرآن يمشي. He was a walking Qur'an. It is sufficient for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this wisam al-sharaf, this medal of honor. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. نُون مُشَدَّدَ تَوْكِيدٍ. For sure. كَافَ الْمُخَاطَبِ. You indeed, O Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, خَيْرُ الْأَنَامِ, the best of creation, the leaders of the prophets and messengers, the seal of the prophets and messengers, the Shafi', the one that we will need most on Judgment Day. He was given one medal of honor by Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He says, you're rich, you're tall, you're white, you're smart. Wallahi, when he gave him a compliment, he says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, that you are the best of moral conduct. Your behavior is the ultimate of the character that you have. Your akhlaq. And we talked about a whole series about the akhlaq. We also talked about the correlation and the relationship between your ibadah and your akhlaq. We said the ibadah is only there to teach you akhlaq. We give you the proof, my brothers and sisters. So you can have a long beard if you like. You can have a kufi if you like. You can have a miswak if you like. Whatever it is that you have. But if you don't have the akhlaq, ya akhi, it's just a form of exercise, my brothers and sisters. We're not belittling the ibadah, wallahi. But if it does not reflect well on the way you behave with everything that we're going to talk about today, You are just doing something. You're keeping yourself hungry. You're keeping yourself thirsty. You're going up and down. There's nothing inside that proves that your ibadah is there. And I'll give you the proof of that in the end, inshallah. We talked about this one whole khutbah. And you go back and you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ibadah. In the end of it is akhlaq. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ same thing. The salah wards off evil and so on. Akhlaq was the fruit of that salah. الزَّكَاةِ خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً طَهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ تَزْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ Even your zakah, it teaches you to be generous. Akhlaq. In the siyam, you learn taqwa. Akhlaq. In the hajj, you learn to be patient. Akhlaq. Everything is akhlaq. 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 And you'll find out again that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us one attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known for in Medina, in Mecca, before he received the revelation. What was he known for? People knew something about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he received the revelation. Sadiq al-Amin, akhlaq again. The truthful one, the trustworthy, akhlaq. Manners, conduct, behavior. So he had to pave the path. People have to trust you, believe you. You have to put your down payment in order for people to follow you or believe what you say. You have to walk the talk. So he was known for his akhlaq before he talked about the ibadah, the tawheed. قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا 13 years in Mecca. Say there's only one Lord, you may prosper. But before that, they believed him because of his akhlaq. They entrusted him with the more worldly possessions because of his akhlaq. Even though they wanted to kill him, he says, go, you're free. When he came back to Mecca, after they did what they did, ousted him, did what they did with the land and the family and everybody that followed him. What did he do when he came back to Mecca? Winner, conquest, 10,000 army strong. What do you think I'm going to do to you? What did they say? أخٌ كريم أخلاق again أخلاق وابن أخٍ كريم You're a generous man, a kind, gentle man, and a child of a kind, gentle man. Ya Allah. They counted on the akhlaq, my brothers and sisters, of how we do it. Go back in history, you'll see that the stories are there all the time. At ta'addub, there are levels with the ta'addub, this akhlaq, how to deal with one another. At ta'addub ma'allah. Even the Qur'an mentioned, even the jinn were afraid. The jinn says, we don't know what was meant by that. Urida, it's mabni al-majhul. They did not want to say anything that is bad that pertains to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah. You will see this even in Surah Al-Kahf. Al-Khidr alayhi salam, he did the same thing. If it was good, he pertained it to Allah. Arada rabbuka. Your Lord wanted this. It was bad, he said, Arab too. But if it was good and bad, Aradina, both. So he says, what is bad is to me, and what is good to Allah. Remember Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he goes back and the man told him, I finished the Quran in 3 days. He's go back and read like you were listening to me. You heard the story before, just a reminder. I'm listening to you now. Go back and read the Quran like I'm listening to you. He says, it took me 3 weeks. Just go back and read like your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is listening to you. He says, it took me three months. Just go back and read it like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to you. He says, I couldn't even get over the Fatiha. Ta'addub ma'allah. The righteous used to, before they used the Quran, they used to take a shower. They dressed in the best clothes. They faced the Qibla. They put the itr. Because they were reading the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ulah. How are we doing with the ta'addub with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula? Do we rebel with the decree that Allah bestowed upon us? Do we not accept what Allah has given us? No contentment of what we have. La wallahi. We accept what Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula has given us. It's a mere test. And rest assured it's best for you. And that's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a true believer will accept everything to be good. عَجَبًا لِلْأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ إِنْ أَصَبَتُهُ السَّرَّاءُ فَشَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَبَتُهُ الضَّرَّاءُ فَصَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَمَا يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ If it's good, you're grateful, Allah will give you more. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you're grateful, I'll give you more. وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ And you're patient, Allah wipes your sins clean, my brothers and sisters. So everything happens to us is good.
Now, when it comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, even he was sick, even on his deathbed, extremely ill, he cannot get up. But they asked him a question, and he was going to say a hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know what he says? He says, أَقْعِدُونِي, sit me up. He cannot sit up on his own. So he asked the people around him, أَقْعِدُونِي, sit me up. He says, why? He says, I'm going to say what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to say. And it's not befitting for me to say it when I'm lying down. Sit me up out of the ta'addub ma'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu al-Madina one time. And you know what happened when he heard? Do not raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to whisper, afraid to raise his voice. And he was jahur. He was known to have a loud voice. Even then, he walks in Medina afraid. He hears another man. He says, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تشهروا له بالقول. A person walking in Medina raising his voice says, do you know what you're doing? I hope that you're what? He says, I hope you're a za'id. I hope you're a visitor. Otherwise, I would use this upon you. He had a stick. He was a za'id. Otherwise, the people of Medina know well how to ta'addub ma'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the ulama, some of the scholars, even they know that this is the house of Abu Hanifa, they will take the foot out. They will not even put the bottom of their feet out of respect of Abu Hanifa Nu'man rahmatullahi alayhi. You see, brothers and sisters, how a ta'addub is a reflection of truly who you are. The time is running. The second khutbah, inshaAllah, will give you some examples on a roadmap in order for us to be actually walking the talk. May Allah make us of those who husn al-khuluq and those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Ameen. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ مِنْ اسْتَغْفِرُهُ فَيَفْوَزُ الْمُسْتَغْفِرُ. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you will see the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een also had differs, they quarreled, but how they actually dealt with it is amazing. Even Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Al-Ghafari, and Bilal Al-Habashi radiallahu anhuma wa an Sahaba the ajma'een, he called them once, Yabna Sawda, you're the son of a black woman. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّكَ أَمْرِئٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. You still have the pre-Islamic arrogant ignorance era that time. So right away, he knew that he was wrong. He went to Bilal radiallahu anhu and he says, ضع قدمك على خدري. Put your foot on my, when I put my face on the dust, on the ground, I want you to put your foot on my face. Is why? It's because أَرِيدُ أَنْ أُهِينُ نَفْسِي حَتَّى يَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي. I want to humiliate myself so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me what I've said against you. And then you will see Zain al-Abidin radiallahu anhu an Ali Bayt al-Athari ajma'in. A man mentioned something bad about him. What did he say? He says, مَا خُفِيَا. And what you don't know about me is even greater than what you said. And then he gave him his thawb, he gave him a gift. And he says, give him 1,000 dinar. He says, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ مِنْ وِلْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ, I bear witness that you are the lineage of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَاسْتَحَى. And he was shy and bashful. He turned around and walked away. Some of the righteous, you say, وَاللَّهِ, if you say, لَوْ قُلْتَ لِي كَلِمَةً لَسَمَعْتَ مِنِّي عَشْرًا. If you say something in my honor or something against me, you will hear 10. He says, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ قُلْتَ لِي عَشْرًا مَا سَمِعْتُ مِنِّي كَلِمَةً. By Allah, if you say 10 things about me, you will not hear anything I say about you. That's the akhlaq, that's the manners, my brothers and sisters. You will see some of the righteous, how they used to deal with it. How when they even hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know the story. Even the Jariyah, a small young servant, girl, she actually poured the hot water on her master. So what did she say? والكاظمين الغيظ. Those who control their anger. So I said, كظمت غيظي. I control my anger. والعافين عن الناس. Says those who pardon people. سعفوت عنك. You are pardoned. والله يحب المحسنين. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. And Allah loves the muhsineen, those who excel and perfect everything they do, especially in the akhlaq. He says, اِذْهَبِي أَنْتِ حُرَّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Go, you're free. You're no longer a slave for the sake of Allah, just to please Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. That's why when a man came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? أَوْسِنِي, give me an advice. He said, لَا تَغْضَبْ. Again, لَا تَغْضَبْ. Again, لَا تَغْضَبْ. Don't get angry, don't get angry, don't get angry. You know why? Three times? It's repeating the emphasis of it. And you know what the experts say? They say it takes 3 seconds, 2 to 3 seconds approximately to control your anger after something happens to you. If you get over those 3 seconds, you're good to go. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, when you're angry, what do you say? A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajeem. How many times? 3 times. That's your 3 seconds. You just control that. It's not easy. Wallahi, don't... This poor slave of Allah, I mean, give... Ya akhi, wallahi, it's not easy. I know it's not easy. But that's why Prophet Muhammad mentioned something we'll mention in the end of the khutbah, and you have to keep that eyes on the prize that we talked about. And that's the reason we have to control our whims and desires and go against what's easy for us. It's easy to lash out. It's easy to lie. It's easy to steal. It's easy. But what's easy takes you the path of what? Hellfire. حُفَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِهِ وَحُفَّةِ النَّارِ بالشهوات. Jannah was surrounded by what? What's the circumference? What's surrounding it? Jannah is difficulties. You have to lower your gaze, you have to be patient, you don't have to get angry. If somebody's bad to you, you have to go to them, and those who cut you off, reach for them. Don't oppress those who oppress you, be just and fair, and so on and so forth. It's difficult to go to Jannah, and that's why it's surrounded with that. But easy Jannah? No. Hellfire, so you go ahead, man, have fun, man. Drink, dude, come on, smoke. Habibi, have fun, man. You see this girl, go do, enjoy yourself. You're a shab, you're a young man. This is your time before you don't have time. Yes, that's exactly it, but the opposite. Utilize this time before you have none. That's what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam take advantage of 5 before 5. This time before you have none. Life before death. Your beauty and your health, he says, use that in the sake of Allah before you have none. Your money, you have it now, use it before you have none, and so on. Time before none, and so on and so forth. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told them that, and a man was asking him, I'm going to travel, you know what he said? Usduqni. That's the only word he told him. A man was traveling, he took a permission from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, give me permission to travel, O Messenger of Allah alayhi wasallam. You know what he told him? Is usduqni, be truthful with me. You know what that means? When you come back, tell me what happened. Tell me the truth of what happened. Is there any Rasulullah? He's not going. Because he knew he was going to do something bad. So when you sit and you do the dua, you knew we go and travel. Allahumma inni as'aluka fi safari hadha al-birra wa taqwa. So when you travel, my brothers, why do you travel? You're traveling to see the house of Allah or something else? So you have to understand that this is, he said, be truthful with me. He couldn't lie to Rasulullah. He said, I'm not traveling anymore. But we have to, أصدق الله يصدق. Be truthful to Allah, Allah will be truthful with you. Now, coming back to some, the best. We talked about تأدب مع الله, تأدب مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, تأدب مع العلماء. This is something brief and it takes hours to talk about. Now, التأدب مع الناس, people. You know, خير الناس in your rights is your mother. You see, some of the scholars will tell you their عبادة is بينك وبين الله. But the akhlaq is baynaka wa bayna an-nas. Ibadah is between you and Allah. But the akhlaq is between you and the people, the creation of Allah. And the reflection, and they coincide, because on judgment day you'll be held accountable on that, my brothers and sisters. So your mother. You know, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, one time, he said loudly, labbaik. Ya Ummah. His mother called him from afar, a loud voice. So he says, Labbaik. He raised his voice. When he says, yes, my mother. He went to the marketplace, he bought a slave person, And he freed them for the sake of Allah, just for Allah to forgive him, because he raised his voice answering his mother in a positive way, so Allah could forgive him. You understand, my brothers and sisters? Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, he used to have his mother living with him. He could not dare go on that roof because he would think that his mother is beneath his foot. Impossible. He couldn't do it. لا يرقى عن أمه في بيته. He does not raise himself above. He cannot go on the roof because his mother is downstairs. He couldn't do it. Among others, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, what did he do? His mother asked for water. By the time he got to her, she went to sleep. He waited all night for his mother to wake up so she doesn't have to ask for it again, to give her the water she asked for. My brothers and sisters, there are two brothers that went to the judge. It's the court case. The sheikh that said this story cried in the end. And the judge that actually had to pass the judgment cried also. You know what the two brothers actually had to take each other to the court for? What do you usually expect? Oh, he took an extra inch out of my piece of the land and inheritance. He took the apartment that is not whatever. It's all about dunya, about life, materialistic possessions. That's what brothers take brothers to court now for. But you know what these two brothers took each other to court for? مَنْ يَكْفُلْ. Who will actually be the guardian and look after their mother after the father passed away? They fought each other. I will take my mother. No, I will take my mother. No, I will take her. I have more money. I have bigger house. I have servants. I can look after her better. She says, no, I am the older brother. I have to take care of her. So they had to go to the qadi. They had to go to the judge in the court case. Who is actually going to have the guardianship of their mother? Isn't that amazing, ya Sheikh? He says, وَاللَّهِ وَخَصِمُكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will fight you on judgment day if you take her from me. So the judge couldn't believe what he's seeing. So of course the younger brother had a more befitting area, and everything else means to look after his mother. So the judge actually had to rule for the younger brother. And the older brother couldn't take it. But the judge himself cried, and the sheikh cried as he was saying this to the other. Ya Ummah, خذ ابتسامتي. Oh my mother, take my smile to wipe your tears. I wish I can give you my smile to wipe your tears. I wish I can give you my health to be not ill. I wish I can give you my life. خذي عمري. Take my life and be healthy. Take my happiness, wipe your sadness and sorrow. Take everything I have for you, oh my mother. Have you not heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said, "Anta wa maluka li abik, aw anta wa malaka li abik." Just your father. He says, you and what you possess, not just your wealth. One narration says you and your wealth is for your father. And you and what you possess is for your father. And your mother has three times higher than your father. According to hadith. What are we doing, brothers and sisters? Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. I hear enough stories, and I'm sure Sheikh Abdullah Hafidhullah hears enough stories about it. And I told you this before. In my office, a mother is afraid from her son coming to cry. She's afraid, but she doesn't want to call the police. She doesn't want to get him in trouble either. He grabs her by the hair, drags her down the steps. True stories, brothers and sisters. What have we gotten? The hadith is fihi da'f. There's weakness in it, but hassanahu ghayru. What made it stronger is other hadith. Among the signs of times, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Yukrim the man, the boys, the boy, the bros, the homies, the youth of the ummah. They will be so good with their friends, but not so good with their father." You get the same phone call. "Hey, my man, homie, how you doing? Yeah, let's paint the town red, man. I'm going down. Let's do this and let's do that. Ah, great, I love you, man. Love you, bro. You're right here, man." And then his father calls him right after. "Yeah, what? What do you want?" Isn't that the truth? وَتَلِدُ الْأَمَّةِ رَبَّتَهَا. And the slave woman would actually give birth to what? Her master. There are two explanations for this hadith. But the narration is actually that the child, daughter, child would be the boss of the mother now. We're afraid of our kids. Isn't that amazing? My brothers and sisters, Wake up before it's too late. The akhlaq, my brothers and sisters, let's now close the deal. Let's seal it with wine. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the heaviest thing on your scale on judgment day is husn al-khuluq. You know, those who distance themselves away, they're not from the hellfire. Listen, some of the sifat. It's going to take a 2-day course to explain this. Just the sifat. He says, those who want, from the adab the other side. Al-thartharun, al-mutashaddiqun, al-mutafayhiqun. You know those who talk a lot? Just talk, yap. Nothing, no action, just talk. In vain. وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ May Allah protect us from that, because that's the attributes of those who will go the hellfire. May Allah protect us from that, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. المتشدقون يتفخم في اللغة. You know, they say things with full. يَمْلَأُ فَاهْ You know, I'm really... لَلْعِذُنَا وَالتَّكَبِّ يَا Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Don't do that. وَالْمُتَفَيِّقُونَ Says, I am the best here. تَكَبُّرًا Yes, the other side. Those who will do the Jannah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? قُلْ قَرِيب سَهْل هَيِّن لَيِّن تَشْدِيد وَغَيْر التَشْدِيد. The scholars differ whether it's هَشَدَّ or not شَدَّ. Doesn't matter. But what are they? So we can follow. قَرِيب says قَرِيب إِلَى النَّاسِ Close to people. المؤمن يَعْلَف وَيُؤْلَف لَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يُؤْلَف وَلَا يَلَف Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says like it's like be like a bee, right? Yeah. When you eat good and everything else, when you take that's good, everything is good. Even the scholar says when you go to a tree, what do you do? يرمون الناس يرمونك الناس بالحجر لا ترميهم إلا بأطيب الثمر. Like a beautiful tree, they throw you with stones. What do you throw them with? The right fruit, the best that you have. Isn't that amazing? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a true believer, is يألف ويؤلف. They're closely bound. لا خير فيما لا يؤلف ولا يألف. There is no good in those who are very harsh. People don't want to be with you anymore, man. They don't. Oh my God, this person came. لا حول أشهد ولا حول. Sell the house, man. Get out of this town. لا خير. There is no good in those who don't have respect for the gentle with the young, respect for the old, and long of list. But now, this هين, you know, the smiling, easy, سهل. Sahl, easy with people. And even some of the scholars says, layin those who actually qada hawaj nas, those who look after the people. What do you want? I'll help you. What do you want? I'll help you. Come, I'll help you. And so on. Finally, brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to smile. Isn't that amazing? He used to actually joke. Even in the marketplace, he used to say, من يشتري هذا العبد? Who will buy this slave? A sahabi jaleek. إِذَنْ رَأَيْتَنِي كَاسِدًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ This is that, not a good merchandise. You would lose if you sell me. وَلَكِنَّكَ غَالٍ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ But you are expensive in the sight of Allah. And some of the brothers don't want to smile. You remember, you know why? Because they think their teeth are out, right? They don't want to smile. بسام محيد used to greet one another. Says, tell me about the people. Says, يُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ يُلِينَ الْكَلَامُ السَّلَامُ All of that. Feed, hug, people around you. How you deal with them? A woman became a Muslim because her son became a Muslim and she was not a Muslim. But as soon as he became Muslim, he was so good to her. He was so good to her. She says, what is this deen? She says, we were only asked to be good to our mothers even if they don't believe. She became a Muslim too. Now, finally, how much would you pay to see Rasulullah in a vision, ruqya? Or to just be living with him or walk in his footsteps or learn from him? Or walk in Medina? Or die in Medina, or be resurrected with him. You know what he said? أَقْرَبَكُمْ إِلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ The most beloved to me, and to my heart, and the closest to me in Jannah on Judgment Day is what? The ibadat. The wusul salam al-qawam. Because he says, you know, you don't have the ability to be able to fast during the day and spend the night to pray. You know what he said? يَبْلُغُ الْمَرْءُ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ بِحُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ You reach the rank of those who fast during the day and stay up at night to pray with what? Your husn al-khuluq, your manners, your character. And he says, you will be closest to me in Jannah And you'll be most beloved to my heart if you have husnul khuluq. May Allah grant us husnul khuluq and resurrect us with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya rabbana kal hamdu kama jalali wa jawadim sultani. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad fil awwalin wal akhirin bil mala'i al-amidin. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa a'izz al-muslimin. Wa'li bi fadlika kalimatay al-haqq wa ad-din wa adil al-shirk wal mushrikin a'da'ak a'da' ad-din. Awqi' al-kafirin fil kafirin wa awqi' adh-dhalimin fil dhalimin wa akhrijna min bayni salimin. Allahumma ihfazna bil islam qa'imin wa ihfazna bil islam raqidin wa ihfazna bil islam رابدين ولا تجنب ولا تجمد لنا أعداء ولا حاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا عن أيماننا وعن شمالنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اهدنا إلى حسن الخلق لا يهدي إلى حسن الخلق إلا أنت اللهم اصرف عنا سوء الخلق لا يصرف عنا سوء الخلق إلا أنت وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على آله وصحبه والتابعين وأقم الصلاة